Dr. Earth is a great product in which you can use for your garden. It's an organic fertilizer. We're going to talk about alternatives to chemical fertilizers. Now, before we get started into that conversation, let's define what the difference between a chemical fertilizer and an organic fertilizer is.
Right. So organic fertilizers are derived from animal matter, so like manure. They can be derived from vegetable matter, like a leaf compost, or bone meal are derived directly from the plants or animal sources. Sometimes they're from things like peat, manure, something called slurry, or guano. So it's typically going to be an animal.
Or sometimes a human.
A human.
Yeah, there are fertilizers that mm-hmm. are, but not necessarily organic
right.
in some instances.
Or plants.
Yes.
So, or any combination of it.
Okay, so what's an inorganic or chemical-based fertilizer?
Sure, so inorganic fertilizers are usually typically what are called commercial fertilizers or inorganic or... Not commercial. What's the other one? Conventional.
Conventional.
So these occurs from things like mined nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. They could be made from ammonia. They could be made from any combination of some sort of non-organic matter. So these are ones that are developed by humans in a chemistry situation, and they're made from different combinations of these chemicals.
So there are people that only and encourage, and we are one of them, to encourage to use organic fertilizers. And there are individuals that also preach the, you can use organic, you can use chemical, it really doesn't matter, the soil can't tell, the plants can't tell, you can do a little bit of both, it's okay.
Right. Okay, so here's the deal. Organic fertilizers are used to encourage your plants to grow naturally, more or less, and it's going to build your soil. So that's one thing. Chemical fertilizers typically allow your plants to uptake what they need, but it doesn't build your soil. It just makes your plant reliable. So if you keep using a chemical fertilizer or a conventional or an inorganic, your plant becomes dependent on that. So if you don't give your plant that, what we call plant crack, every like 2 weeks, your plant's going to not do so well. So the advantage to growing organically, building your soil, it kind of goes hand in hand. So you're going to build your soil, you're going to use organic fertilizer, you're going to have nice, healthy, active, living soil, and then your plants are going to do better because of that.
With the organic fertilizer, we're somewhat mimicking what nature does, because nature drops the leaves on the forest floor, breaks down, feeds the plant life and the microbial life in an organic, natural means.
That's correct,
okay.
Right. So, yeah, we're working in harmony with the ecosystem in our backyard. As best we can.
Yeah. Yes.
To help our plants to be healthy, strong plants.
So what are some alternatives to chemical fertilizers if we choose to do, if we get Dr. Earth, as well as if we go and look for other means that we can use in our garden?
I just do want to mention them.
Okay.
If you're adding, one thing you can add is you can add animal manure, animal waste. So when you do this, you want to make sure, A, that it has aged. Because if you add non-composted manure, it has generally a high salt content. And then also it generally has a high nitrogen content. And that would burn your plants, essentially. So what you want to do is you want to make sure whatever manure you use that is aged, you want to know where that manure comes from. So just going down the street or...
Free manure, come pick it up. Yeah.
Maybe really far down the street to Farmer Bob's, you know, come pick up my manure. You don't know what occurred there. So aged, and you also want to know where it comes from, because there's a persistent herbicide called Grazon that's fed to horses and cows. And what this does is it helps kill off broadleaf things like thistles, makes the grass okay to grow, and then the cow or horse eats that. It goes through the digestive system, the manure ages, it's still persistent, and it's going to kill your plants. So you want to make sure you know your source of where your manure or whatever is coming from. So that being said, and also I want you to bear in mind that non-organic fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, conventional, whatever you want to call them, are made to be soluble, water-soluble. So that means that it flushes through your soil faster, and that's why you have to keep applying it.
And that also is one of the main causes for algae bloom and the dead zone. and this is agricultural wise as well as urban wise in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right,
so alternatives: worm castings.
Worm castings are worm poop.
Yeah.
You can buy those at your local garden center. You can do your own homemade compost.
Soil conditioners.
Right. So Soil Diva, she sells a soil conditioner. It's a liquid microbial stimulant spray that improves your soil health. So it just encourages your soil to be better, essentially. It's going to help it break down things better. It's going to include the growth of the good bacteria in your soil. It's not going to be harmful to worms. It's going to help your soil retain moisture better. So it's a soil conditioner. So it helps with the plants you work hard to grow. Compost tea. There's lots of recipes for compost tea. You can buy compost tea bags. There's all sorts of stuff. Coffee grounds. Coffee grounds are 2% nitrogen by weight. So if you use coffee grounds, you're not going to over-nitrogen your soil, but you want to mix them in. You don't want to leave them at the top. And
because if you mix them in, if you just broadcast them,
they're not going to absorb that nitrogen.
The nitrogen will evaporate into the atmosphere.
Right.
They also contain a tad bit of potassium and a tad bit of phosphorus, but it's a great organic matter for your plant, for your garden. It helps build a lot of the microbial, it feeds a lot of the microbial life. Worms digest it and maneuver it through the soil.
In the first segment, we talked about weed-free, seed-free grass clippings, dry grass clippings. Those are great to add to your soil. They're used as mulch.
Up to, 4 or 5% nitrogen?
Right.
Now, what we do is we dry them out and put them on top. Now, you can mix them in, but you would have, there's a little compost breakdown process that occurs. But that is a very beneficial aspect to increasing the fertility of your soil by not using chemical fertilizers. So there's a lot of different alternatives instead of using chemical fertilizers when it comes
Here's a fun fact for you, and you can do this with your kids or yourself. Banana peels typically break down in the soil in 30 days.
Okay.
So you could go out, bury a banana peel, and then check on it in 30 days and see what happened.
And that adds a little bit.
That adds a lot of things.
A lot of things.
It's organic matter to your soil.
Yeah. So there you go. Alternatives to chemical fertilizer.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.